that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we don't have a guest. My voice isn't the best, so if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe this morning I would just touch briefly on a program we did last night with Cheryl Hancock, who is the Radio Liberty representative over in Israel. She lives there full-time. She has for 12 years. She works with the Jewish people. She works with the Palestinian people, trying to introduce them to the truth about what the world is all about. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, and we're so glad to have her. But she's going to be with us the first Thursday evening in every month. And, of course, it's Friday morning over there in Israel, but it was interesting what she was talking about last night, what you're not hearing about. There's a new intifada over there. The Palestinians are committing all sorts of acts of violence and stoning people and Israelis, dragging them from their cars, beating them to death. A new wave of violence is sweeping Israel. But you're not going to read about this in your local newspaper. She mentioned that there are Jewish people coming from all over the world, specifically from the West, much more now from the West than ever before. People who are Jewish want to identify with Israel because they believe these are the very important days of Israel, and they want to stand with the other Jewish people, even knowing full well that a war will be coming. She talked about all the people who are coming from the United States and from Central America and South America, Jews, and even a few Christians who want to live in Israel at this very specific time. What's specific about this time? Well, there's going to be a war in the Middle East, and it'll involve Syria, it'll involve Iran, it'll involve Israel. They don't know the details. They really don't understand. The Jewish people don't, but they just have this feeling they want to be part of what's going on over there. Our producer, we have a gentle young man who comes over every Wednesday evening to help us. He's Jewish. He's Messianic Jewish. Said one of his relatives that recently just sold everything they had here. They were moderately well-to-do. They moved to Israel because they want to be there at this time. They all said this is a very important time in the unfolding of events in that part of the world. And I think they're absolutely right. Of course, very few people really understand what's going on in Israel. They don't understand what's going on in the world. Cheryl Hancock was talking last night about the Druze. They're the only Arab group in Israel that's allowed to have guns, allowed to have weapons, allowed to serve in the military. And the Druze are an Arab group that is a secret society. And there are secret societies all over the world. They're a pantheistic group. They believe that God is in everything, that they are in contact with God. They can be in contact with God. They are separate from other Arab groups. The Druze are run and controlled. In fact, the whole sect is a secret society. I know when I lived in South Africa, why the country was run by a secret society, the Bundaboot. America is run by a secret society or a series of secret societies. Call it what you will. We know a great deal about those secret societies. They run the world today. And certainly we have this wonderful book. It was written by John Perkins. It's called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He was on the fringe of this secret society, and he tells how he was assigned to various countries. His job was to get that country into debt to the international bankers and to make sure that the people in charge of the country would go along with the bidding of the people who run the world. And if they didn't, why, of course, they would send in the jackal, who would either have a revolution, or the leader would be overthrown, or he'd be assassinated. That was the job of the jackals. And John Perkins does a wonderful job in this book. Now, John Perkins is coming from a new age or new spirituality point of view, but his information is absolutely accurate. There really is this group runs the world, and they install their people in their leadership positions in governments throughout the world. And if those leaders don't do exactly what they're told, why, they're going to be killed. We carry the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We carry a 4-tape set of my interviews with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We recommend you get it and listen to it and understand there really is this group that rules the world. And he has all sorts of names for them, but he tells you who some of them are. They're the same people we talk about. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. Behind these, of course, are powerful spirits or forces. And every now and then, somebody who's part and parcel of this will write a book. We have a book. We don't keep it in our regular section of books. It's in the research section. It's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. It's written by a man named Wayne Peterson. And Wayne, when he was a young man at college, one day he was walking to class, and somebody was there with a card table, a man he'd never seen before, and the man called him over, and he introduced himself. His name was David Rockefeller, and he was recruiting people into jobs that would change the course of the world. And so Wayne was actually recruited into a job working for the federal government where he dispensed the Fulbright scholarships. These are the special scholarships set up by Senator Fulbright to take people to Oxford University, where they're indoctrinated in this idea of the world government. But also, Wayne was a mystic, and he met Lord Maitreya several times, saw him materialize and dematerialize. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 877-254-7600.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle, nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever. The Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, I was on this book by Wayne Peterson. Wayne, to me, is one of those rare people. He's a mystic. He has met Lord Maitreya. He's seen him materialize and dematerialize. His book is excellent. It goes into the background of Gorbachev. Gorbachev, who was the former dictator of Russia, a war criminal, if there ever was one, under his regime. Of course, the Soviets built these little bombs. They looked like toys. They were dropped in parts of Afghanistan, so the kids would pick them up, a little toy, blow off their hands, feet, blind them. That was Gorbachev. And yet, of course, Gorbachev was very close to the people who ruled the world when Gorbachev retired from Russia. Why we gave him office space at the Presidio? I wonder if you and I could rent office space at the Presidio. We have the quotation from his assistant, Jim Garrison, who ran the Gorbachev Foundation, talking about the ideas behind the people who run America and how they are, of course, working to bring about this new order of the ages. And even semi-quotes from George Bush in his first inaugural address. What he said, you know, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be revealed. Now, I'm sure that George Bush didn't write that. He's not smart enough to. I've met George Bush. But the people who controlled him did. And certainly the elitists, the members of the secret societies throughout the world understood what he was talking about. What is this ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled? What is this new order of the ages? Well, it's described everywhere. It's on the back of my dollar bill, beneath the occult pyramid that is emblazoned there, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye, and the slogan, Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order, or the new order of the ages. And that is what is being fulfilled today by the people who control both of our political parties, who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. And certainly they control our military, they control our banks, they control most of our great corporations. They control our media. They control both political parties and our educational system. They control our churches. They've infiltrated our seminaries, and they've changed the message of the scriptures, and they control the tax-exempt foundations, and they largely control what the American people think. And that's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. That's why we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. That is why we spend between 46 and 50% of all the money that's spent on military in the world. I mean, we spend more than any other nation, almost as much as all the other nations of the world put together. China, the second largest military in the world today, only makes up 6% of all the money spent on weapons. The United States makes up somewhere between 40 and 50%. Why? Because we will have this powerful military to force all nations into this world government. And we have our agents out there installing people in the leadership positions of governments. Now, most people in Israel, as Cheryl Hancock brought out, you don't believe, of course, they elect or represent their government. They don't. Netanyahu, oh my goodness, Netanyahu is going to come over and talk to Barack Obama, and there's going to be an argument between them as to when or if Israel is going to strike Iran. And if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you're incredibly naive. Netanyahu is their agent, and I'm talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness. Netanyahu was, for a period of time, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's not now, but he is totally controlled by the establishment of Washington, D.C. And contrary to everything you read from the anti-Semites, the Zionists do not control Washington, D.C. Admittedly, the Mossad works closely with the CIA, but all the intelligence agencies work closely together. Even the KGB, or the Russian Intelligence Agency, works very closely with the CIA. I know I had the opportunity of talking to one of the upper echelons of this whole movement, a man named Gunther Rosbacher. I interviewed him one time. And, in fact, he was the man who actually flew the plane that carried George Bush from the East Coast to Paris and then back again. It was a Blackbird, basically. It could go, Mach 3 or Mach 4. And I was to negotiate the October surprise. And someday I'll tell you the story of Gunther Rosbacher. Amazing. But during the course of the conversation, he was talking about how, of course, when he was high up in the intelligence agencies, they worked very closely with the KGB, and that there was a very close relationship between the Russian intelligence, the American intelligence. And I said to him, why, that sounds just like the story of the Brotherhood of the Rose. It was actually had been made into a docudrama with Robert Mitchum. And without a moment's hesitation, Gunther Rosbacher looked at me and said, that's my story. I gave the story to the author of that book. Well, of course, I'm skeptical of everything. The next morning I was down buying a copy of the Brotherhood of the Rose. You can do the same thing, and still available. And there in the dedication, the author talked about how he wanted to thank this one and that one, but the special thanks for this book came from Russ. Well, of course, everybody, Rush. And everybody knew him as Gunther Rosbacher as Rush. And I'm sure the story is true. Well, the intelligence agencies all work closely together. The Mossad works with the CIA, as the CIA works with the Russian intelligence. And if you think there's really a conflict between the United States and Russia, you need to read my little pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance. And there's a fellow named Pease, Professor Pease, who's written something similar. You can pull it down, and it's entirely off the internet. I've asked him on my program. I believe he's afraid to come. He's always turned down. He won't respond to my request. I'd really love to reproduce his pamphlet and make it available. But the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, we've always helped the communists. We're doing everything we can to build them up today in preparation for the coming war, just as we build up the Nazis in preparation for the war, just as we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. You can't have a war unless you have an enemy. That's how the world really works. And as far as Israel is concerned, Netanyahu is simply a front man for the elite in our country, and he's doing exactly what he's told. Those of you who listen to our evening program have heard Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot but also an investigative reporter, tell about the background of Netanyahu, who was a furniture salesman. He was a furniture salesman in Israel, and he decides to put on an international conference on international relations, and so he sets up the conference, and there's George Herbert Walker Bush, Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, the leaders of the international establishment, attending the conference put on by a furniture salesman named Netanyahu. Today is the Prime Minister of Israel. And he's not directing affairs. He's not going to determine whether or not Israel attacks Iran. He will do exactly what he's told, else with everybody in a key position there. Otherwise, they'll send in the jackals, and they'll do to him what they did to Bobby Kennedy and to Jack Kennedy and to Martin Luther King and the leaders all throughout the world. And if you try to oppose them, they will have you killed. And if you haven't heard our 4-CD set on deadly assassins, you need, of course, to hear it. You'll hear there the testimony of the man who was commissioned to kill Ross Perot during the elections. I think it was, 1992, I'm not sure which one. But anyway, he was commissioned to kill Ross Perot. When he didn't do it, of course, he became a marked man. He disappeared shortly after during the interviews with me and hasn't been heard from since then. Well, certainly if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. I don't have a subject this morning. I'm looking forward to your call. 877-254-7524. But basically the question is, will there be a war with Iran? And the answer is yes. The question is not if, but when. And certainly it could be later this year, just before the elections, or it could be after the elections. We'll have to wait and see what they have planned. But everything is on the timetable. I don't know the timetable. I'm not privy to that. Have a pretty good idea what they're up to, because I read some of the articles in Foreign Affairs magazine, read Matthew Kronig's article, January, February 2012, Foreign Affairs, you should read it. And then, of course, also pull down that article I've referred to, put out by the CFR about the private meeting that Kronig had for the members of the CFR, where he explained his article, Time to Attack Iran. Time to Attack Iran. And basically, he says that Iran doesn't have the bomb. Iran is not trying to build a bomb. Iran has not decided to build a bomb, but we should attack them. Well, there's an article again this month. It's called, It's Not Time to Attack Iran. It's not time to attack Iran. And the theme of this article is, well, what we ought to do is try diplomacy. What we ought to do is try diplomacy. And if diplomacy doesn't work, then we ought to attack Iran. But there's nobody who's saying we shouldn't be attacking Iran. Because basically, of course, what nobody wants to talk about is that the Ayatollahs are doing exactly what they're told to do. you go into the background, it was the CIA that financed the Ayatollahs back in 53, who agitated against the Shah of Iran, and we brought the Shah to power after overthrowing the democratically elected government of Premier Mossadegh. And then in 1979, we financed the mullahs who agitated against the Shah, and we just kept, you know, they kept agitating, and they reorganized the student movements, and all of the various things were done to overthrow the Shah of Iran. We'd been keeping the Ayatollah Khomeini over in Paris, living in Oriental splendor. We flew him over to Tehran. We installed the Ayatollah Khomeini. We trained his Revolutionary Guard in the techniques of torture and murder and assassination, all the things you do when you are the secret organization behind a ruler who's been created by the CIA. And this is not the whole of the CIA. This is the contingent which serves the Brotherhood of Darkness. But we installed and kept in power the Ayatollahs, and I believe the Ayatollah Khomeini died, and he was replaced by the Ayatollah Khomeini. And basically, I believe he's playing his part now, doing it as his Ahmadinejad, talking about how we're going to have to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. My number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle, nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever. The Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And back here, we have open lines this morning. Look forward to your call. Our number 877-254-7524. But I'm just pointing out the world is run by far different people than the average individual understands. There are secret societies in every country, certainly all throughout the world. The Druze in Israel are a secret society. The Bundaberg in South Africa is a secret society. The CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome, they're all part of this secret movement we talk about, but they're only a small part of it. You have your Masons, you have your Rosicrucians. They're real. They have their temples here in the United States today. There's one over in San Jose. You can actually see it there, this mystical sort of Arabic-looking structure there. That we have the Theosophists. We have the Order, the Brotherhood. There's so many of them listed up on the Internet. You can look them all up. This is best summarized in my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. But who do we have calling in this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I was just going to let you know that I really enjoyed listening to your program. I've been listening for several years now. And I just wanted to ask you, I know we have to do what we can from a local standpoint, you know, with Agenda 21 and all the other things that we face. But I also wanted to ask you, there are some things, obviously, that are only in God's hands that we, you know, it's hard to you don't want to, you have to worry about it because the world is a strange place where we live now, but a lot of things are out of our control, and I just wanted to hear what you had to say as far as what we can do besides just trying to live the Lord's way and do what we can from a local standpoint, but some things seem to be out of our control, and it gets a little frustrating from that standpoint.
Well, it is frustrating. I've been at this for 50 years, but our job is to do our best. Our job is to tell people about what's really going on, point out to them their secret societies, point out there is a master agenda for everything going on today, Agenda 21, and of course, under that you can have your population control, you can have your smart meters, you can have, the programs of fluoridating the water and poisoning the air and poisoning the food and each one poisoning the vaccines they're giving to our kids, they're giving us all of these drugs which are poisonous to our system, do far more harm than good. All of these things are important, but of course one reason we want to inform people is that hopefully when they begin to see what's going on, they will turn to the Lord, because man cannot solve the problems, the forces that we are aligned against or which are aligned against us are so powerful. There is no way that we can, in our own strength, stand against them. So this is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But I believe we are called to be involved in this. And we're each called to be involved in a different way. I'm called to be involved in educating people and hoping, through this method, I will reach them and they will turn to the Lord. But in the final analysis, you're absolutely right. This is the Lord's battle. But we are here. We're here for a purpose. We are here, I believe, to be involved, not frustrated by the forces aligned against us, but thankful that we understand what's going on and excited about the times we live in, because these are truly biblical and prophetic times. Does that answer your question? I guess we lost our caller there. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what's going on, or answer any questions I have, 877-254-7524. When you see how powerful these wicked people are, the wealth that these people have, I mean, these people have literally trillions of dollars to spend in pursuit of their goal, which is the establishment of a one world government. And that's what it's all about. And of course, this is the fulfillment of the ancient plan that has been described, has been around for, well, since the days of Nimrod, 4,200 years ago. But of course, people do not understand that there was a society before the Great Flood. Apparently, it was a very well organized society. It was a tremendous knowledge, all sorts of secret knowledge. And if you have seen any of the ruins of these ancient civilizations, they were incredibly well organized. The structures that they built were certainly sound, and even the birds beneath the waters, they have persisted going back almost 6,000 years. Where did the knowledge come from building that amazing civilization that existed before the flood, that of course Plato referred to in his writings? He called it Lost Atlantis. Well, I believe it came from the demonic forces that came to power shortly after Adam and Eve were here, and it became so corrupt that the Lord destroyed the world by a flood. The next time we're told, it'll be by fire. Who's on the line? Who's calling in?
This is Paul from Greeley.
Go ahead, Paul.
I've heard you talking about a book about, I tried to find it on your website, something about the truth of Jesus or something like that.
Oh, this is the secret of the Lord. And it's not posted there. It's we've only been carrying it a short period of time. The Secret of the Lord by Chuck Christmeyer, and Chuck's personal friend. He actually shares satellite time with us. If you go to my website and listen to our satellite feed there from Soundwave 2000, you can hear him. But he's written this book called The Secret of the Lord, which I think is a very important book, because of course it simply talks about the fact that they've changed the message of the church. I mean, 50 years ago, I suppose close to 100 years ago now, when my dad was a boy, why, of course, they used to, you know, go to church on Sunday morning and listen to a 2-hour sermon, and then they went to church on Sunday evening and they listened to another hour sermon, and they went to church on Wednesday evening. And the theme was basically the same. There is a Lord who rules the world, and we should fear him and keep his commandments. Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Our number is 877-254-7524.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
And here at our network, our open lines, telephone number is 877-254-7524. Is our caller still there? Is our caller still there? Well, I guess we lost him, but he was asking about this book we've been talking about. It's called The Secret of the Lord, and we certainly recommend it, by Chuck Christmeyer. Because it tells you that what they have removed from the Christian lexicon and from teaching in most churches today is the fact that we should not only love the Lord, but we should fear the Lord. And he simply takes all the references in the scriptures to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And if the Lord is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. There are consequences for what we do. And if we do the wrong thing, there's going to be punishment. There could well be eternal punishment for what we have done. And just because you say you love the Lord and I'm a Christian, that doesn't give you a free pass. It's a very important book. It's something that should be taught in our churches today. It is not. Because, of course, the Luciferian movement has infiltrated the Christian church and removed any reference to the fear of the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we should fear the Lord, because I think he's going to bring his judgment on the existing civilization. I think it's only a matter of time before there is a major world war. I fear this coming war is going to be a nuclear war, because we've intentionally transferred the nuclear technology to Pakistan. And if you haven't read the Sybil Edmonds story, that's Sybil, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, you can find it at my website. Just type in your search engine, Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds. Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds. I love the Google, the other search engines, because I can find the things that I've written. I can't remember what month I wrote an essay on Sybil Edmonds, but Google remembers anything I've ever written. They have it recorded. Hello, who's calling? Is somebody calling? Well, my number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I'd like to be sure I'm actually on the radio. Sometimes we'll get cut off and we're not certain.
Dr.
We're on.
Chan,
so, yes,
you're on air.
Okay, I'm on the air. So if you're out there and like to give us a call, our number 1-877-254-7524. I keep getting these strange sounds, but give us a call, 877-254-7524. The book, The Secret of the Lord, by Chuck Christmeyer, we got in a great supply of them. We think it's one of the most important books written in modern times. Who's calling in?
Stan, I'm sorry I lost earlier. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. Just wanted to let you know that I did hear what you said, and appreciate all your work. And I think
you need to know there's many thousands of people that hear you every day.
Well, I appreciate your calling, and it's just wonderful to know that people are listening there in Colorado and across the nation. You know, you can get us on the internet 5 hours a day, and I was amazed that yesterday we had a call, I think, from New Mexico. The day before, we had a call on this station from Missouri, people listening to the American Network on the internet. So give us a call if you're out there, you have something good like to say, 877-254-7524. But we are living in one of the most exciting, dangerous, frightening times in history. And if I didn't know the Lord, I'd be scared to death. I really would be, knowing what I know about this coming conflict, what it's going to mean, Cindy, economically to this country, what it's going to mean by the chaos, which I believe is going to break out. And certainly if you read the writings of George Soros, who I don't like, but I think he knows what's going to happen. He's a member of the CFR, he's a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and he will tell you we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. And so will Jimmy Rogers. You read his writing. He's not a member of the Brotherhood, but he's certainly a well-stationed individual living over in Singapore, because he knows we're moving into a period of breakdown of civil society here. Well, our number, do we have a caller? If not, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Like to know what you think, because one of the things you can do, get people to listen to our radio programs. Get them to listen to Joyce Riley. And if you don't have access to her Power Hour, you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to listen. Go to the satellite feed, and you can hear Joyce there 9 hours a day. She does a tremendous job. You can hear Chuck Crismeyer 3 hours a day. Butch Paul 3 hours a day. They all do a great job. You can hear us 9 hours a day. The satellite feed is a convenient and very economical means of our reaching people. Your job is to tell others to listen to our programs. Explain to them if they won't listen because of idealism or because they're interested in Christianity, then explain to them that they're going to lose everything they have financially if they do not make their preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. We spent a lot of time talking about finances, hopefully that so that people will listen, but behind all of our messages on health, and on finance and on gardening is the common theme that there really is a God and that we are answerable to Him and that we're involved in this spiritual battle, which is the common denominator behind everything going on today and behind this small group of evil people.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. I always enjoy the open lines, but I always enjoy the calls from our listeners, and it's just nice to know that people are out there listening and learning, and hopefully they're spreading the information to others. Again, the book we talked about this morning, The Secret of the Lord by Chuck Grismer. We mentioned the book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, and the four tape or four CD set of my interviews with John, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And then, of course, the book, The Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by John Perkins, who is he has seen and met the Lord Maitreya, seen him materialize and dematerialize. And of course, he was recruited into the movement by a man named David Rockefeller. Incidentally, Wayne Peterson, along with a number of other people, is living in Las Vegas today, waiting for the reappearance of the Christ, waiting for Lord Maitreya to come back again. It's almost like the Strange Encounters of the Third Kind, I think that was the title of it, where people, of course, are waiting for that time to come. They're anticipating, just as you and I are waiting for the Lord to come, so they're waiting for their God to come, and, of course, they're waiting in Las Vegas. Yeah, you've never heard these things, of course, through regular channels, but the book, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, it is on our special list for researchers. It's not listed on our regular site because we don't want people to think we endorse this book, but we think it's an important book for us and the researchers. We have a number of books on the occult in that special section. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me put a pitch in for my ministry, which is primarily supported by our listeners. If you're in a position to help, well, I would love to hear from you. We have some wonderful people who do give sacrificially to keep us on the air, but if you could join them, because we've lost some of our supporters, too. They're having difficult financial times. Some of them are getting older like me and dying. And for whatever reason, we certainly do lose some supporters. And if you're in a position to step forward, our number 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters if you'd like to advertise with us, or whatever you'd like to do, why, please give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. And even if you can't support us, we ask you, of course, to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones. He's doing a great job. Certainly not coming from a complete Christian point of view. I believe he's a born-again Christian, but of course he doesn't talk so much about the Christian aspects of what's going on, but he's doing a great job, and he does bring out the fact this is a spiritual battle, and I'm grateful to him for the people he's reaching across America, I'm sending Joyce Riley, is doing a great job. Chuck Grismeyer, Butch Paw, John Leffler. Pray for them, because we're in the front lines of this true battle for the souls of men that survive the Christian civilization. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair,